Why Jews? Why all Jews? Why take on the title Christian? We can answer that with a single word. Truth. Christianity bears fruit to truth. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." What exactly is it that Jesus tells us in this verse? What does he want us to understand in this verse? He is telling us that he has been sent from heaven by God the Father to be the way for us. We have to believe in Jesus and to accept him, and only then can we win the prize of eternal life on God's kingdom. He also mentions truth. What exactly is truth? I think that most people have pondered over the question of what truth is many times in their lives. They ask, how do I know that what I have been told to be true is in fact the truth? Truth is defined as the true or actual state of a matter, conformity or fact with reality, a verified or indisputable fact, actuality or actual existence, honesty. These definitions explain what the word truth means. Truth is more than just a word with a meaning. There are multiple aspects. For example, there is scientific truth. Science uses various methods to prove theories. The way that things are proven through science is that rules are established and used to determine what can be proven and what can't. Scientists are then presented with a scenario. They take the elements involved, combine the elements with the rule for that scenario. They study it, work through it, and come up with a solution. If the solution is proven, then it is a fact. It is truth. We can illustrate this with a couple examples here. In math, which is a science, we all know that 2 plus 2 equals 4. Here, the elements are 2 and 2. The rule is addition. So when we put the elements together with the rule, we get a solution of 4. And that becomes a proven fact, which is defined as truth. Then we can go to chemistry, another science. We can take one chemical, combine it with another, and they see the reaction from that, from the chemical. Then they determine what exactly happened with that reaction. And it's then another aspect. Truth is not the sole necessity in religion. We don't need to know why something is true or to be true. So where does truth fit into Christianity? What do we as Christians know to be true? Faith is an equal proof when it comes to religion. For example, we know that the sky is blue. We don't know why it's blue. We just know that it is. We can see it with our eyes. We know it's there, making it a reality, which in turn is true. God made the sky blue. That's all we need to know. We don't need to know how he made it blue or why he made it blue. We just know that it's blue, and that's how God wants it. So this is an actuality, which is another definition of truth. How does Christian truth differ from the truth of other religions? There are many religions out there. A lot of them coincide with each other. A lot of them are monotheistic religions, meaning they believe in one God. Now, they might have different names for them, but still just one God. Evan gave us a look a couple weeks back
on what faith is. And we know faith is a big part of religion. There are many truths among the different religions. They may have... Okay, we know that God exists because of the things that he has done and the evidences that he has shown us. He created the earth, which we can see and feel. We know it's there. He also created the heavens. We can't see them, but by faith, we know it's there. The evidence of God verify our faith, which by definition is truth. God's word is truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth." God calls us to accurately handle the word of truth. He wants us to spread his word of truth. And he tells us not to be ashamed about it. God does not want us to hide what we are. He wants us to show how he has changed us in our lives and how he can change the lives of others if they turn to him. Now, there are many other religions in this world that have as much faith in their beliefs as us as Christians do. They live for their beliefs, and they die for their beliefs. We know that Jesus lived and that he died. We have eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life and his death and his resurrection. People witnessed the miracles that he performed during his life, which are undisputable facts, which make it true. Now, there were people that disputed who Jesus was and what he was. They thought, is this guy really the Messiah that everyone's talking about? Is he just some kind of special prophet? Or is he just an enthusiastic teacher that knows how to draw crowds? We come to find out through the testimonies of these witnesses that he is in fact all three. The things that he said and the things that he did are undisputable facts. This is where Christian truth and the truth of the world differ. The people of the world believe that the only things that are true are things that they can see and touch and process with their own mind. There are even things that people can see that they still don't believe. It is true that the brain can process some things in a way that make you think that you saw something that you really didn't. But that doesn't mean that it didn't exist. There is still some truth behind the thing that you thought you'd seen. In order for the brain to process an image, it has to have been introduced to that image at some previous time. So we see that there is more to truth than simple physical presence. You do not have to be able to see something or to touch it in order for it to be true. Looking back at John 14:6, Jesus shed some light on this. Jesus says that he is the truth. How many people can say that and mean it? I can only think of one. Flat out, if we as Christians believe in Jesus, in his life, his teachings, his miracles, his death and resurrection, then we have to believe that he is the truth. Even though Jesus lived nearly 2,000 years ago, just because he's no longer here doesn't mean he's no longer the truth. That statement wasn't limited to just the 33 years that he's been here. It's an everlasting statement. He is everlasting. As long as there are people that follow Jesus, believe in Jesus, and we have the answer to our question. What is truth? Jesus is truth. He is our answer. He is listening.